Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you're with us today. And joining me, Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve. Steve.
Great to be with you. And a sad day, certainly for two reasons.
Yes.
For us here. One, of course, is that it's what they call now Patriots Day, and we're observing the 17th anniversary of 9/11, mm-hmm. and just that horrific day. Never forget it. The other thing that is tremendously sad for us is that John Townsend's wife, Barbie, her mother passed, and for the two of them, that's three parents in 18 months who have passed away. And so I'll ask you to be in prayer for them. She was a very loved mom and very loved grandmother too. So all those in the Townsend and Barbie's family, will be praying for them and wish them the best. And kind of a sad day today, and it might trigger some things in you. It might bring back some memories that you don't really like to have. I have to tell you, I didn't. You know, I usually will watch a news show or two in the morning. I just didn't want to go through this again. So I honor those who died and defended our country and fought the fires and walked into those buildings. Oh, my goodness, the courage and the bravery. And I don't mean any disrespect that I didn't, you know, I watched just a few things of it, but it was just, for this time in my life, it was just too sad to go through this again. So if you had that same feeling, well, we're in this together a little bit. If you want to join us on the program today, it's 1-800-229-3000. We would love to have you. 1-800-229-3000. And while we've got a minute, I want to mention something we haven't been talking much about, but we are going to go over to Israel. And we're doing it in March of next year. And if I can get enough people to sign up, we'll go to Rome also, either before or after. I think it's before. But we would love to have you come join us for this amazing trip. If you've never been to Israel, people that have gone with other ministries love going with us, because we give you through the tour guides all of the, you know, the historical stuff that you want to see, but also our attitude about life comes through, and we deal with things and we talk about different things that maybe others don't. And it's just one amazing experience. And people love our trips almost as much as I do. And you can find out about the trip at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Just go right there, click on it, and come join us for our trip in March. All right, as I mentioned, 1-800-229-3000. And had a really emotional show yesterday, and talked to a gentleman who had who was really suicidal, wanted to take his life. He was a veteran, and it was quite emotional. I suspect we'll have that same kind of a program today. 1-800-229-3000. And if you need some help, don't wait to get on the program. You know, you can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Steve Arterburn, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. David Stoop, all here, ready to help you at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. And Pat, you hold on. We'll go to you right after this message or this break. It only lasts 60 seconds, so hang in there. Glad you're with us today here on New Life Live.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Let's go to Pat right here at 1-800-229-3000. Troy, New York, WHAZ is the station. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great today, thank you. I just wanted to comment. I hear people all the time on the show. I listen to it in my car all the while. And for anybody that's suffering, contemplating suicide or going through that kind of a thing, I went through that a few years back. And it was a combination of things that people think they always know what's wrong with the person or this and that. It isn't that I didn't want to live, it's that I thought I was a burden on everyone. I had been on birth control pills for 11 years, which I found later on years that deplete the vitamin 6 in your brain, which you need for your hypothalamus, your pituitary, the seat of emotions, and all that kind of stuff, which I researched later on when I came through that situation. I tried suicide twice, and I was pregnant and was after I had the baby that I tried because I wasn't getting any better. I wasn't sleeping, and there was a whole bunch of things. My husband was drinking, and he wasn't. It's a lot of alcoholism in the family. But anyways,
was there anything other than, let me ask you this, was there anything other than getting off of the birth control that really helped you significantly?
Yeah. So anyways, I got off the birth control pills after 11 years, and then my husband and I broke up because he was violent. I went down to 92 pounds. I was very thin. I was undernourished and everything, so that was a problem. And then we went back together. He insisted we go back together after he went into a program, which he really didn't use that great, but he used it to some extent.
Okay, so what could you say to others? What could you say to others that would help them?
I'm pregnant, you know, and all that kind of stuff affected the brain chemicals. So I prayed to the Lord, and I said, after I tried to suicide twice and nothing worked, I prayed to the Lord that if ever I ever had a problem this bad again, I would never try anything like that. And I asked him desperately to help me. And that's when a friend took me to a Bible study, which I got really deep into my faith, which I had when I was against, but I had kind of turned away from it when I got in the other. Anyways,
You've got a really bad connection there, and I feel bad about that. And so I've got to stop you there, but I want to make this point because you've made, I think, three powerful points already, and here they are. Number one, a lot of times we don't think about it, but our whole disposition, even to the point of suicide, can be impacted by a medication.
Absolutely.
What the medication does or how it depletes us of some vitamin or nutrient. Second thing was you, in your desperation, made a commitment not to do it. I think that's, you cried out to the Lord. But here's something I think that's really important. You didn't start studying your Bible. You went to a Bible study. And when you combine the power of God's Word with what happens in a Bible study is you're with people. And that's what I think is so powerful, that a Bible study gets us with other people, not and just, you know, people that say, oh, I'm just going to study the Bible more. No, go to a Bible study. Really important to break out of that isolation. Jill, you had a thought there.
Well, I just wanted to drive the point home that, you know, you need to look at all variables when you're going through a difficult time. And certainly there are multiple variables for Pat. But case in point, I have worked with somebody that every time this person goes on like a Z-Pak, an antibiotic, they become depressed and suicidal a few weeks after the cycles. Yes. Yeah. So something as innocuous as you think is fine, you know, could be for some people, they could be extra sensitive.
When some of the SSRI antidepressants, when taken with too young of an age, lead to suicide.
Right. So you just have to, like, look at everything that's going on.
Actually, the antibiotic, the Z-Pak, kind of makes sense because what it does, it destroys all that good bacteria in the quote-unquote gut, which is what we so often associate with feelings, which so many people are saying has everything to do with emotional and mental stability. I mean, if you're struggling, you really have to look at what am I eating? What's the impact of that on my system? And so it kind of makes sense, even though it seems really weird and strange.
Right.
But you have to look at everything. And I so appreciate Pat's call. I'm going to send her the Life Recovery Bible. I hope that she likes that. I'll send her Take Your Life Back also. And anybody else, you know, they're right there by going to newlife.com. And I hope that you will do that. If you need a path and a process, if you need a book that stops someone else from being in control of your life because you're not the decider or the defender of your value, you heard her say it right there. It was powerful. She thought she was a burden to everybody else. But look at what was going on. Her husband was drinking, and she wasn't going to Al-Anon and getting help for herself. So really glad that she called. A lot of inspiration there. If you want to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. And this is Ramona from Los Angeles, California, and she listens on the great station of KKLA. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good.
What's going on, Ramona?
For everything that you're doing. Hello?
You're welcome. Thanks for thanking us.
I'm calling because I've been married for 28 years, and we've been together for 31 years, and he's cheating on me for the third time. And I confronted him, and he gave me two choices. One, to leave as roommates and don't say anything to the kids, but we will not be as husband and wife. And the second one is to divorce and tell the kids that we don't understand each other anymore. I spoke to my pastor, and he told me to stay, but that I have to tell the kids the truth. Mm-hmm. Now, my husband says that if we tell the kids, they're going to go through a lot of pain, and that will be on me because I'm the one who wants to tell them. And I want to know, why do I feel so bad and guilty to be the one causing the pain by telling them?
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. Did you ever think about saying this to him? Hey, here's an idea. How about you go get some help for your problem that led you to cheat? And then when we tell the kids what's going on, we can say, and Dad got some help for the problem because he had a problem and still does. And also, honey, when you go get help for the problem, there's a really good chance that you're going to want to be married in a great, wonderful marriage to me, and you're not going to treat me like a piece of property or a doormat or try to manipulate me and control me. What about that? What about saying something like that to him?
He doesn't think that he has a problem.
He had an affair. That,
right.
He was unfaithful.
It doesn't really matter what he thinks.
It's his third affair.
His thinking is not even on the radar here. What you see, what I'd want you to be able to say is, well, honey, it doesn't matter what you think. You had three affairs. So a person who has an affair has a problem. A person who has three affairs and doesn't think they have a problem, well, honey, they have a different kind of problem.
A bigger problem. Mm-hmm.
It's really, really a big problem. And so you need to go get some help. Now, why wouldn't your pastor say, let me talk to your husband about him getting some help because he's really in trouble? Why wouldn't your pastor say that?
He did, but my husband is an atheist.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't believe in anything.
Okay.
And he refuses to completely do anything, counseling or anything like that. He says he's not going to do that.
So guess what?
So,
because
you have grounds for a divorce, and what I'm thinking is that it's probably when you would move toward divorce that you'd have the greatest chance of your husband making some changes that he needs to make.
Okay. Can I ask you another question? My daughter moved to New York and recently, and that's why he asked me to move to her room. Now, I'm going to see her for Thanksgiving. She was willing to buy tickets for all of us to go, but he doesn't want to go. So it's just going to be my son and I going over there. I was thinking of waiting then to tell her because this is not something that I want to tell her over the phone.
Ramona,
how
old are your kids?
They're older. I have a 17 and a 22.
Okay. So they are old enough to know what's going on. What I'm hearing in you is someone who is really scared and panicked, that your world is kind of slipping out from underneath you, and he's in charge, right? And he's very controlling and very manipulative, and he's telling you how to think and how to view things and what your options are. And this is the deal. You know, that's part of his dysfunction and his sickness in what he's doing, right? By making you think that you've got to follow him and these are your options. And so it's really important. I'm so glad you called today, but it's really important that you get some other stronger voices around you, right? A therapist, some friends, some support, so that you can have the strength to say, you know what? I get to decide. I get to make some choices here. And I think what Steve said is absolutely right. Let me tell you what I think the two choices are, right? One, that he gets help, and if he's unwilling, then it's time for him to move out.
Okay.
And if I was that pastor, I'd be saying, let me talk to your husband, because you know what? Atheists also know that you need to have character as a human being. There are atheists who have character, and your husband has a character disorder, and so he needs to do some work on his character. Dave, you were about to say something.
The other thing too, Ramona, is not telling your kids is the consequence of that is, why didn't you tell us? You lied to us,
right?
And you want to do it in the context of truth. You don't want to embellish it beyond what it is.
Right.
But you answer your kids' questions. They have a right to know at that, especially at the age that they are. They know something's wrong, and they just don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. And I think if you want to wait till you're there, you're going to go visit, I think that's fine.
That's wise.
That's not a problem. That's your choice. You get to do that. But look, you're going to have to get into a codependency group, an Al-Anon group or something, because, see— you should have said to him, you go move into the other bedroom. You're the one that had the affair. I'm not going to pay a price and move out of our nice master bedroom because you had an affair. So there are all sorts of things wrong with this. And I just want you to know, you are a valuable, wonderful creation of God, worthy of someone treating you with respect and honor. Just because one man in the universe treats you this way, you must not believe that that's the way God intends you to be treated. And there is nothing, nothing in the Bible that says a woman like you should enable a man like him to continue to do evil things. And you taking that back seat and doing what he tells you to do,
yeah,
it's really enabling him to continue this fraudulent kind of life in your marriage. And nobody is going to benefit from that. Please stay on the line with us. You need a very, very strong counselor or somebody, or you need to find a way. If he's so in control, he doesn't want you to get counseling. You need to find a way to get to some codependency, a life recovery meeting
of sex addicts would be a good one.
Yes, something. But oh my goodness, I'm so glad you called. I don't want you struggling alone with a man like him.
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, and it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 21st to the 23rd.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You are a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. We're glad you're with us here today. Pray for her. Oh, my goodness. And if you find yourself in a situation where somebody's telling you what to do, you know, that's what Take Your Life Back is all about. You decide. You're the decider. You're the defender of your value. And you're the one who gets to make the choices. You don't let somebody else
And you don't submit to someone who is blowing apart your marriage, is breaking the vows.
No, not at all. And you, their thinking is all screwed up, and you're thinking they're being rational, and because they act rational.
Right, right. And they make you feel like you're the crazy one.
Yeah. So that's why you've got to have a support system and a good counselor in that setting. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, look, don't feel bad. You might be the crazy one, but not that crazy. You know, you might be the healthier of the two.
Right. We all have our crazy.
Certainly under those circumstances, she's the healthiest.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's right.
Ugh.
No question. All right. Let's go to, how about we talk with Beth, Boise, Idaho, KBXL. Hi there.
Hey. Sorry about the background noise. I have a question. Is it wise for a woman with bipolar disorder to go to church and be transparent about her diagnosis?
Hmm.
The reason I ask is because I had a Baptist church accuse me of having demons. And I didn't expect that at all. And it really, it rattled me to the core for years. And it really challenged how I view God. You know, you feel rejected but and hurt by God. And so I'm wondering, why don't churches believe in mental illness?
Okay, churches do believe in mental illness. And
that one didn't.
And I just, I want you, I understand why your reaction would be what it is. But when a physician, let's just say a physician, goes into surgery and removes the wrong kidney, let's say, we don't think, and in that case, that God is a bad God because a physician made a stupid surgical move, right? We attribute it to the physician. He shouldn't be practicing or whatever. Okay, so it because church is connected to God, then we think that maybe the church has it all right and we've got it all wrong. But churches who would think that somebody who is absolutely, clinically, you know, verifiably bipolar, that that's always a demon, well, that's not God. That's a misinformed, uninformed person that's really, I think, practicing or committing malpractice of the faith, is what I think. And so look at how it impacted you, and it wasn't because of God. It and what does God say about stuff? God says they treat the deep wounds of my people with superficial treatments. And do they are they even ashamed of themselves? He says no, they know. No shame. So God has seen this for thousands of years. People making really crummy decisions or treatments that aren't sufficient. And I'm so sorry that that's what happened to you. But I want you to be sure that God loves you, and there are churches that are not stupid and saying stupid things like, well, if you're bipolar, it must be a demon.
I don't know. Beth, if you understand what the biological cause of bipolar is, it's there's an inability for the cells to process certain substances, and you need medication to correct that. So it's a
biological
issue, just like diabetes type 2 is a biological issue. Type 1 and type 2 is a biological issue. It doesn't mean that you have a demon because you have blood sugar blood sugar problems. It's a biological thing, and you've got to understand that, and there are people who don't understand that, who think that there's a spiritual solution to every physical
issue. Right, some churches see everything as a spiritual problem.
Yeah.
And while there are certain dimensions to all of our problems,
there's truth to that, but it's not absolute.
Right, but it doesn't deny the fact that we also have physical problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even, let's just look at the mental health world, there are people that say, no, what you really need is just a really good therapy process and therapist. But in the case of bipolar, if we're not taking the right medication to change that chemistry in the brain, well, all the great therapy in the world isn't going to change your brain chemistry. And trust us, we've seen enough people try, and that's the big dilemma, is people not willing to stay on the medication.
Right.
God absolutely does not want people to be bipolar, but it's a fallen world in which we live in. If we'd all stayed in the garden, there wouldn't be any bipolar, you know. But it's a fallen world, and this is the result. And I'm sorry that you were around some very, very uninformed people.
Uncaring people.
And so now you have to talk to a therapist and say, hey, what churches do you hear? What's a healthy place where people can go and not be ashamed of having something that isn't just fixed quickly or instantly?
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, 1-800-229-3000, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you're interested in anything that we do, in our workshops, accounts, or whatever. But Beth, I was so busy preaching, I didn't get to make sure whatever it was that was the question that we answered. Did you have a specific question that we could address for you?
Yes, you know, I think you answered it. My question was, you know, is it smart to even go to church and, you know,
not
put yourself out
there?
Not
that church.
I left. And now what I've encountered at another church, do you have time for a second question?
Okay, real quick, though.
Okay. Why do churches shoot their own wounded? And the specific situation is a woman who's married, a believing woman who's married to a non-believer that is not, he's not leading the family. He's allowing drugs in the house and things that are causing her so much stress and anxiety because she knows it's wrong and she doesn't want that darkness, but he just won't lead because he's a fearful person. Why would a church come down on the wife who's going to church and trying to stay in the light, and, you know, they don't know how to deal with that situation where there's a weak man and he's not leading. So they her instead.
Let me tell you this, that if you listen to us very long, we hear these horror stories all the time, and we don't know the specifics of this particular situation, but I'm telling you, you need to get with some churches that are of a different ilk, that aren't doing these kinds of things. Because
do they exist? I don't know.
Churches that have recovery programs that address and acknowledge, you know, that we have problems as Christians and we're not supposed to be perfect people.
They do exist, and your job really is to find those outside of kind of where you've been comfortable in going, because because the people that you're talking to and those connected to these churches are really getting some uninformed opinions, and we don't want that.
You might
to you
try
or
a different
else.
Denomination yeah. or yeah. type of church.
Yeah, or one that's kind of called a non-denominational
right.
church. But again, I say it, one clue is you call a church and say, do you have a recovery ministry? That's helpful. Mm-hmm. Another thing is you ask the counselor you're going to, what do you hear is a good church? Or maybe you're seeing someone to get the medication for bipolar. What do you hear is a good church where somebody with a problem isn't going to be shamed? All right. I'm glad that you called. I'm sending you Take Your Life Back. I think this could be such a big, big help to you. So hold on and we'll get that to you. Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio carrying a letter. Larry, let's hear about that.
Yeah, this is really something. At the Everyman's Battle Workshop this past week, there was an alumnus there, and he shared with me a letter that his son wrote to the counselor he had at the workshop several years ago, who has been his Sustained Victory coach also. Hmm. And it's a long letter. We have it posted on our website. There's not time to read it all, but I want to read a good part of it. The first part he shares about his dad, and he goes into some detail about how much he's changed and what a role model he is now to his son.
It's so good.
The second paragraph he says, in the military, we learned that in order to be an effective leader, you must first be a good follower. Unfortunately, many men follow the wrong people, the wrong desires, and the wrong lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Thank God because of men like you, this is addressed to our counselor, because of men like you, my dad didn't wind up as part of that lifelong statistic. Mm. I understand you have your own story of recovery, and though I don't know it, I do know this. God saw a warrior in you as well. Just as he saw in my dad. He knew you too were meant to lead your family out of the darkness by first following and surrendering to Jesus. Thankfully, he also knew the influence you would have on my father one day. Thank you, Bob, for being the mentor, friend, and brother my dad needed and always will need. Thank you for helping him save himself and his family. Personally, thank you from me, his oldest son, who got to witness the transformation firsthand. Because of men like you, I now look to my dad and see how a husband should love and serve his wife, dying to himself to embrace true intimacy. I tell you, those words hold a lot of weight.
And, wow.
Bob, that's yeah. to Bob Sklar. Isn't
it is.
It's
yeah.
a great
yeah.
guy. Yep.
And I want to read that because I want you folks to know and be reminded of why we ask you to support mm-hmm. this ministry. Mm-hmm. It's so that lives will change. One man's life changed, but the ripple effect, it changed his wife, it changed his son, it changed his family, changed his church, and it just goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need a couple things. We need people to make individual gifts. Some folks aren't interested in committing to monthly, but if you can make a gift and as large as you feel prompted to do, that would be really helpful to us. We have some catching up to do, and we just need your support in a big way. The other thing is we need regular monthly givers, Club New Life members. And we have a thank you gift that is a thumb drive. And, Steve, you want to comment on anything on that thumb drive? I've got a thought, but I wanted to see if you'd like
well,
to.
Well, there's some absolutely great teaching. And I was just talking to somebody today about one of the talks on hope. And if you are not feeling much hope, a gift of any amount will just tell us, I got to have that thumb drive. But what we really want to do is send it to those folks who join Club New Life. There's just great teaching. The best teaching we've got is on there. And then the other thing is, once you become a member of Club New Life, this video library is just fantastic. And it's the best of the best. And the minimum is $30 a month. Larry, didn't you tell me a guy just increased his monthly Club New Life from $30 to $400 or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, and we had another lady that increased it from $100 to $1,000 a month.
See, oh, so, word. I mean, it's worth it, every penny wow. of it, guys. Help us however you can. We'll say thank you to you however we can. Tell us what the best way possible for us to do that. And we'll go out of our way because we are so grateful just to be on the air and grateful to anybody that's supporting this ministry. So just call us, 1-800-NEW-LIGHT. Now, Larry, final words from you.
I'll speak more to these later, but there are a couple of teachings on there. Because Dave and Jill are here, there's a teaching that Dave did. It's about an hour-long talk to an audience that he gave on forgiveness in his own story.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly powerful.
That is so powerful.
And Jill did a talk on I'm Not Invisible, and that's on there. And that's equally powerful. So
that is
those are the types of things.
Okay. Wow. All right. So please, if you can, help us. Those are just our ways of saying thank you. Many, many more benefits to being part of Club New Life or being a supporter with a one-time gift. All right, let's go over here and talk to Fred from Granada Hills, California. Hi, Fred. Welcome to New Life.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
I guess I'm just looking for some answers right now.
Okay.
It's just really hard right now.
What's happened, buddy?
We found out that my wife is talking to another man at work. And I'm very angry.
Sure.
I'm very hurt.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's very angry and very hurt. And she's been dressing up very nice for the past, I don't know, month and a half, 2 months now, wearing pants that make her,
okay,
her bottom.
We get it.
Look,
we get that. We understand.
You know? And
now, what does she say to you? What does she say to you about this?
Well, last night she left again for a few hours. We couldn't get a hold of her. We went to go look for her because we thought something bad happened to her. On the way home, my stepson was driving and my daughter was in the back seat. She said, "Dad, I got to tell you something." For about a month, I guess, my wife had been talking to this man, and that he was interested in her, but that she loved me and she would never do that to me, to your father, me,
mm-hmm.
and then she actually took my daughter onto his Facebook page to show him what he looked like,
mm-hmm.
and so my daughter, concerned, you know, on a weekly basis, she told me she'd ask her questions about him.
Yeah. Okay. So
last night
we get it. Now, so what did your wife say when you confronted her?
She tried to deny it. I took her phone and told her to give me the passcode because she's had a passcode on there for about 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And finally this morning she gave it to me. I went through her phone. I found a number and I called and it was a man on the other line. But I jumped to conclusions because we realized it was her hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
Not the man from work that my daughter was talking about.
Okay.
But when I confronted her this morning, she knew or she assumed that I had found something in her phone. Because my wife tends to recoil when she knows she's
okay.
wrong. Her body language will tell you, okay, I'm caught.
We'll try to give you some help for this right after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterman from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
my husband had done the Every Man's Battles, and I thought, what? There's something for women?
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., November 9th through the 11th.
There are so many other people that are going through the same things, that love the Lord, and it doesn't look very Jesus to do certain things and think certain things about your mate, but that's normal. I just got a new normal. It's not dark in there. It's very light. You literally hear people laughing that could not even smile or frown. I was that way as well. I was pretty much just flat. It happened almost immediately, the energy of everyone pulling together for restoration. It happens pretty fast.
To find out more about the Restore Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It went from get out quick with the info to making friends.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking here with Fred. And Fred, a couple of things. Jill's got a couple of things she wants to ask you. But I'm wondering if it might be good if you were to say to your wife, tell me, what this is feeling like to you. What is this doing for you, honey? Why are you
so... I'm just angry right now. I don't want to talk to you.
I know.
Of course, you're angry.
But see,
my daughter kicked her out too. We both did this morning.
Yeah. So, but here's the point. If you could get her to tell you, well, here's how this makes me feel, you could then point her to the fact that she felt that way before you guys were married, see? And that if she pursues this with this guy, all of those feelings are going to go away. And she's going to turn her back on the people that love her and that care about her. And that she, and then you would say to her, I don't think you have the ability to turn away yourself. So you're going to need to get some help because I can't support you in continuing to be with someone else. I won't do it, but I want to try to bring you back to sanity so you can see that
I've
this
tried
isn't
all that. We've
going
got her
to
into
last.
Counseling. She doesn't want to do counseling.
Okay.
She doesn't want to do counseling. We, you know, she was part of a codependency class at church. She hasn't been there in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She's so closed off.
Yeah.
She told my stepson last night about this man. And then she denied it to me a few minutes later.
So she's really down the road with this guy,
mm-hmm.
and so you're really going to have to do two things. You're going to have to do some soul searching yourself, but you're also going to have to cause her to be accountable. And it sounds like you guys are doing
that. One of the ways you do that is you talk to her and say if you're going to be involved with him, you need to move out.
I think they did. Did you? You guys did ask her?
Yeah, we kicked her out this morning.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were very mad. My daughter...
Well, you don't want to do it in anger. You want to do it in terms of the fact that she's making choices.
I understand, but when you find this stuff out...
You're angry.
Oh, you're angry.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. But I think you're saying you can go back then and say, okay...
Keep her out.
Right. You're having to set these boundaries, Fred, because this is unacceptable.
And it's basically, as long as he's in your life, we're not.
Right.
But at the same time, Jill, he needs to be doing some stuff.
Well, right. You need to be reflecting on, and because there's two sides of this, setting the boundaries and the behavior isn't okay. But then it's like, okay, what has been going on in the marriage, in her life? What's been fueling this? And reflect.
Well, she says she feels trapped.
Okay.
She feels that she's controlled.
Okay.
When she told me over a month ago that she felt controlled, I backed off completely.
Okay.
Trapped. I don't know what she feels like. She feels that. She told me that she feels like she's aging. She wants to get her lips done.
Okay.
She said she's going through menopause.
Okay. So she's feeling unattractive.
She's going through a female midlife crisis.
The thing is, it's nothing against what you guys teach and say, but I hear you guys, and you guys take it easy on women, but on guys, you're really harsh when they have affairs. You know, I'm a man that's been sober for over 8 years as of last Monday. I've been trying
That's
to
so
serve
cool.
my family as hard as I can.
Yes. Mm. Mm.
And this is what I get?
Right.
No, no, no.
And in the process, I try to help other marriages. So
yeah.
it's,
look, it is not
easy,
fair.
It just hurts.
It does hurt. It does
it
hurt,
is not
Fred.
Fair.
And this is where you need support around you, just like we tell women, right? You need to get with a good therapist. You need a support group. Get a couple of guys that would meet with you every week to help you process this as you're taking the steps through it, because it is devastating. And it's not, you know, Steve, you always say it feels like it's, you know, happening to you, but it's just it's happening in her life, and you're the casualty of it, right? So she's acting out something that's unresolved for her, and she's doing it in the wrong ways. And it's not fair, and you don't deserve this, but it is happening because stuff happens to us whether we deserve it or not.
Yeah. And so the goal is for you to try to work through that anger, and that's not going to be instant. Make good decisions, and I'm sorry that you feel like that we're tougher on men. I think maybe we are because, you know, we're men. You know, Dave and I are
both
men.
Well, men are supposed to be the pace
yeah,
setter.
Right.
But listen, I have been where you have been, my friend.
Yeah.
And I know what that pain is like. And you could have treated her in the worst way possible. None of that would justify her being unfaithful
right.
to you. And there are many women that will, you know, say, oh, wow, you know, he did this, or this is why I didn't know. That might be why you were miserable, but there's a whole other set of reasons why you were unfaithful, and that has to do with what's inside their heart, not you. And, boy, stick close to your daughter there so that you're getting her through this with the least least amount of trauma.
Is the stepson her son?
Yes, and he was in the room with her last night, talking to her to about midnight. Mm. He's my stepson's an introvert. He's very quiet, but when he gets angry, he'll speak for a very long time. And he was in here kind of reprimanding her. Mm-hmm. She's basically telling me that she's done. And to be honest with you, I don't want to go through it. I can't, hurt and I'm sad. Maybe I'm still shocked, but it's like I really just don't want to deal with it. I just want you gone.
Well, the worst thing I think you can do is to do what we've heard so many people do on the program, and that is to act like no matter what you do, I'm here for you, and that just kind of enables the problem. You being tough with her, and try to do it when you're the least angry, but make sure that she knows you're very secure in the direction that you're headed, and that she's headed for really, really big trouble. And have you tried to get in touch with this man to tell him to leave your wife alone or not?
No, he works with them. I did talk to a lady from the church that you know, we have our fellowship with our church family, and she, our church, her friend, she's an older lady in her mid-50s, who my wife looks up to like a sister, like an older sister, who's been telling her, hey, you need to tell your husband and your children where you're at. You need not to skip out like that. I think you should quit your job.
But I think you're
going to bars.
Yeah,
I think
somebody needs to address the true longing here. You know, and your wife gave you a little bit of insight. She's feeling old. She's feeling undesirable. She, you know, she's looking for a thrill, something to make her feel better. So I don't know if she's been depressed or what's been going on, but somebody to speak, you know, into her life, like a friend or someone that gets at the true longing there, and that, you know, it's a short runway. You know, she'll have these feelings for a while, and then they'll peter out, and she'll be back where she started, only worse.
And I really think you should consider a phone call, at least, to this gentleman saying, hey, I'm trying to help my wife get through a crisis that we understand here, and I think you should stop what you're doing. There are kids involved here. There's a future. There's a family. Anything you can do like that, it makes you a person.
right.
To that man versus just a concept and all of that. So, well, we're out of time. Newlife.com, it's got all the stuff, including this life-changing, relationship-transforming intimacy and marriage weekend coming up September 21st. We'd love for you to come. If you can help us, please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.